Brian Brandon walks among giant contraptions that comprise Ozark Natural Bread's bakery, situated on a rural mountain meadow east of Durham. The place is fragrant with the smells of confections and yeasty breads.
Okay, this is our garlic parmesan bread, and there is probably about 120 pounds of dough with the garlic and parmesan folded in the layers, and partway through rising, I have to stretch it back out to cover the whole table.
Brian's the 28-year-old son of Connie and Brian Brandon Sr. They established the bakery in 1987 while homesteading in Combs. At first, the couple sold their whole wheat bread out of their car trunk, later to Ozark Natural Foods, and today provides whole grain and artisan breads, buns, cookies, and granola to many area restaurants and grocery stores, including Harps and IGA.
Growing up in the bakery, there was always something for me to do, so I was always old enough to be able to stick my hands up into the dough. Yeah.
All that bread dough must have made a huge impression on the blonde little boy, who's chosen to take it up as a profession.
I went to the American Institute of Baking in Manhattan, Kansas, up there right by Kansas State, and I have a science degree, science and technology degree in baking. And then not long after that, I got the opportunity to go an apprenticeship as a pastry chef in France.
Brian's serious pursuit of the culinary arts mixed with his love for the Ozarks has provided him the push to help restructure and revitalize his parents' bakery. So now the 6-foot-tall blonde man is in charge of a lot of dough.
And we have plans to put a bakery cafe in town in the near future also. So I will actually, you know, be putting some of those French products and methods into practice and be able to do a lot more with that than I can with the wholesale operation we're running now.
The new retail French bakery cafe and product line will be branded the Natural State Baking Company. The rural bakery will supply pastries, croissants, and cream scones, which Brian's mixing today using several gallons of fresh cream.
Pouring it right into this mix of flour, sugar, baking soda, powder. Into four different ones, and I'll have my apricot ginger scones, I'll have my chocolate almond scones, I'll have my cranberry scones, and also we make a blueberry lemon zest scone.
Today is one of four production days. Three full-time employees, along with Brian's mom and dad, sister Crystal, and his girlfriend Christina Richardson, like cogs in a machine, measure, mix, knead, roll, and bake thousands of loaves, rolls, and cookies for the next day's delivery.
We make everything from rolls and buns for local restaurants to three different varieties of granola. We do a fruit and nut, a dark chocolate almond, and a wholesome hemp granola. Then we do sprouted breads production. Then we do all of our sourdough breads. We have a country French sourdough, a garlic parmesan, a Greek olive rosemary. We also do baguettes and supply those for food, for the table service for restaurants all around the area. We also do cinnamon rolls, whole wheat bread, scones, biscotti. Let's see.
So basically, you work in heaven.
You could say I've gotten used to it over the years. For some other people, they're like, "How are you not 400 pounds?" But after a while, you can, you know, it's good to smell and you eat a little bit, you know.
Seems impossible to refrain from indulging in buttery hot blueberry scones or mounds of creamy chocolate chip cookie dough, made of course with local free-range eggs and sweet creamery butter.
Adding vanilla to the peanut butter cookies.
Crystal Brandon's in charge of the cookies today. Once the dough's made, she gathers large chunks using an ice cream scoop and drops them onto large parchment-covered baking sheets.
Got about four flavors we got to do here today. Already made raisin, making chocolate chip. Got to do peanut butter and double chocolate.
Working with Crystal's her mother, Connie Brandon, who started the bakery 23 years ago. She takes a cup bottom coated with sugar and smooshes the large chunks of cookie dough into flat circles.
I'm the bakery mom. It keeps us busy, but when you are a close bond family, you know, that's what keeps you moving, keeps you going. long hours, but it's always worth it.
But even if these bakers do nosh, they burn it off running around the 12,000 square foot bakery, not to mention constantly cleaning up. By the way, this bakery specializes in sprouted breads. So white breads made of bleached ground wheat endosperm, the meat of the wheat kernel without the germ and outer bran hull. Whole wheat bread is made from ground whole wheat berries, but sprouted grain breads are made from wheat kernels which have been soaked and slightly sprouted, providing a low-gluten nutritional boost.
For our sprouted grains, they'll first get ground in this industrial grinder. Then it goes into mixing, and we mix it with the rest of the ingredients that need to be included. We'll cut out the dough, weigh it, then it goes into our 20-pocket divider. Divide the dough, it goes into our conical rounder, and it drops into that bottom of that bread line. And as the bread line fills, each time the dough drops over one more notch until it finally drops out into the sheeter. And then we have the finished loaf of bread. After the bread has went through the sheeter, we put it into the pans and it goes into this proof box here, which right now I've got sliced sourdough breads. I've got about 120 baguettes proofing in here right now.
And proofing means rising?
Means rising, yeah.
The finished sheets of bread are stacked on rolling trays and taken into the isolated oven room on the far side of the bakery.
From the proof box, we take all the way back here through our packaging rooms here. We've got a couple of different types of ovens back here in the heat.
Whoa, it's good now. This is warm.
This is where it gets really warm, yeah. This is our large rotating oven, which is the one that will hold up to 300 plus loaves of bread at a time. Right now, I've got sprouted grain sourdough loaves that are getting close to coming out. They need maybe a few more minutes.
A few minutes later, it's time to unload the rotating oven. 10 long rows of bread rise up one at a time, all crusty brown. Brian quickly overturns the loaves onto a large board while Christine transfers the bread to a cooling rack behind her. It takes a couple about 10 minutes to unload several hundred loaves of bread destined for restaurants like Hugo's and Greenhouse Grill in Fayetteville and Spring Street Grill in Springdale. Catty corner from the oven room is a new walk-in freezer, which will allow the family to grow the business by shipping pallets of frozen breads and pastries to an expanded market. Before, the Ozark Cooperative Warehouse in Fayetteville, which is now shuttered, distributed their bread to a 13-state region. So how did this bakery survive the collapse, that collapse, as well as the Great Recession?
You know, the diversity of products that we sell, we are pretty much split between grocery store sales and restaurant sales. So when the restaurants would slack off and people weren't eating out as much, they were still buying from the grocery stores. So we were able to, you know, where one would lose, we could pick up in the other sections. And a lot of sampling of products too. I've spent a lot of time in Ozark Natural Foods giving away free, just giving away free bread.
Free bread obviously works. Their product store shelves are often picked clean. As for the future, along with the new Fayetteville Bakery Cafe, Ozark Natural Breads is going green. Breads and pastries will be packaged in clear corn-based compostable biodegradable bags delivered by the company's new biodiesel truck, which will run, of course, on cooking oil. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.